Dark Truths, written by A.J. Cross and read by Mark Meadows. Straightening, Watts nudged Judd, pointing the way they'd come. He moved downwards with cautious steps, his feet sliding over powder-dry earth and meagre grass. A third of the way down, his spirits rose. A quick wrap-up of this case was exactly what he needed, a signal to the brass that he had what it took to direct a big, current case, and... His feet lost all traction, arms flailing. He overcorrected, dislodging more loose earth. Briefly airborne, he hit the ground on his back, arms flung wide. He lay, winded, looking up at a sagging canopy of leaves, time sliding away. Hearing feet rushing towards him, he tried to sit up.
No, Sarge, don't move! Stay still!
He closed his eyes.
Jesus, Mary, Mother. Stop going on! I'm okay!
Judd's face appeared above his, her eyes huge, fixed on something to his right.
Stay where you are, but have a look to your right. You have to see it, Sarge.
Following the direction of her gaze, he slowly turned his head to his outstretched hand lying between two neat rows of tiny white stones, wondering why she was getting so steamed up. Realization slamming his head, he snatched away his hand, putting quick distance between himself and it. Judd whispered,
What do we do, Sarge?
Get Dr. Chong, now. He heard her moving quickly down the incline, soon picking up the rhythmic swish of plastic coveralls. Chong appeared at his side with Adam, who planted a yellow marker. A forensic photographer arrived, began firing off multiple shots from various angles. Chong put her hand on Watts's shoulder.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
He got to his feet, rubbing his back, his eyes fixed on what was beside the yellow marker. Having examined her efforts, the photographer gave them a cheerful nod and headed away down the incline. He and Judd watched as Chong knelt to examine the partly exposed skull. Watts glanced down at his hand, his face creasing in disgust. Chong looked up at him.
Brophy will be totally thrilled that you've increased this investigation 100%.
Reaching inside her forensic suit, she took out a brush and a small plastic implement, knelt closer to the skull, and began gently brushing where bone met dry earth. Watts watched her place her gloved hands either side of it, test it for movement, his head in overdrive. One just murdered, headless victim, one skull that had to have been here for... how long?